This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to this week's edition of Between the Keys. When we talk about songs without words, we usually refer to Mendelssohn's group of piano pieces with that title. But this hour, I want to focus on either art songs or popular songs that have been transcribed, arranged, or in some cases even deranged or reimagined for solo piano. The word reimagined is becoming more and more fashionable these days. The word deconstructed is kind of going out of fashion, just like the word project, you know, like when somebody brings out a CD called the Bach Project, the Beatles Project, the Schubert Project. I mean, that doesn't happen so much anymore. That was so pretentious. I'm glad that's not happening. But composers still are continuing the time-honored tradition of taking well-known songs and reinventing these songs for solo piano in very different ways. Why don't we start with a Beatles song, or more accurately, a Paul McCartney composition, the song Blackbird. And the original is just with guitar, very gentle and intimate. I'm sure you're familiar with this. Let's just hear a little bit of the original.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Yeah, I'm sure you remember that from the Beatles' White Album. That's 50 years old this year in 2018. My goodness, I can't believe it. Well, here is a much edgier and sparse and rather not too easy to play piano arrangement of Blackbird by Raphael Mastel. That was an arrangement of Paul McCartney's Blackbird, made for solo piano by Raphael Mastel. The pianist was Aki Takahashi. That's from a collection of Beatles-inspired arrangements and original solo works by various contemporary composers for a project. See, I'm using the word project. A project that was called Hyper Beatles that I think consisted of four CDs that were released in Japan. Only one of these came out in the United States, and it was in print for about 10 minutes, I think. Vladimir Horowitz made a very beautiful transcription of By the Water, a song by the Russian composer Mussorgsky. It's not an arrangement that gets much attention compared, let's say, to Horowitz's transcriptions like Stars and Stripes Forever or the Carmen Fantasy. Yet, I think that the pianist Valery Kuleshov really makes this Mussorgsky transcription his own. Let's listen. Pianist Valery Kulishov performing By the Water, a song by Modest Mussorgsky, and a piano transcription by Vladimir Horowitz. The second song from Schubert's song cycle, Die Schöne Müllerin, The Lovely Maid of the Mill, is called Wohin, and both Leopold Godowsky and Sergei Rachmaninoff did their own similar-sounding yet very distinctive piano transcriptions of this song. Now let's hear how Leopold Godowsky transformed Wohin, and we'll hear the Godowsky transcription performed by Konstantin Shcherbakov. Konstantin Shcherbakov at the piano. We heard Schubert's song Wohin in a solo piano transcription by Leopold Godowsky. Sergei Rachmaninoff also made an arrangement of Wohin, and I have a recording of that with a very fine pianist, Friedrich Horecke. Pianist Friedrich Horecke playing Sergei Rachmaninoff's transcription of Schubert's song Wohin from the song cycle Die Schöne Mörlerin. Okay, so here's my loaded question. Which transcription of Wohin do you prefer, Godowsky's or Rachmaninoff's? Why don't you tell me which one you prefer and why? I look forward to hearing from you. In the meantime, I'm going to do a different kind of comparison shopping now, with a song by Robert Schumann called Widmung. Pianists tend to know this song and its very beautiful transcription for solo piano by Franz Liszt. This was one of Van Cliburn's signature encores. He played it almost all the time when he was giving concerts. But I thought instead that I would play two older recordings of this transcription. The performances are quite different from one another. First, we're going to hear the Tasmanian-born pianist Eileen Joyce. She was born 1908. She died 1991. And her complete recordings just came out in a box set. Let's hear Eileen Joyce play Widmung first. Schumann's Widmung, transcribed by Franz Liszt. Eileen Joyce was at the piano. That's a recording from 1936. So now let's hear the same transcription in another older recording, this time with Arthur Rubinstein. This is from 1947.
Thank you.
Schumann's Widmung, transcribed by Franz Liszt, with Arthur Rubinstein at the piano. That was his RCA Victor recording in 1947. He also recorded it for HMV in the same year, but this is the American version. You can find this in BMG's Rubinstein Collection, Volume 19. I think between Eileen Joyce and Rubinstein, I probably prefer Rubinstein, as much as I like the impulsive spirit of the Eileen Joyce recording. And she was a terrific pianist in many, many respects. Somehow, Rubinstein gives more shape and distinction to the melody, and he brings out more contrasts in the textures. One of the most familiar and really intense numbers from Stephen Sondheim's 1971 musical Follies is a song called Losing My Mind. And when a number of contemporary composers were commissioned by pianist Anthony DeMar to use songs of Sondheim as jumping off points to create original piano compositions, Paul Moravec responded with a large scale piece called I Think About You. And I think it's both a pianistic and an emotional tour de force, and it's easily one of the most substantial contributions to this project. There, I said it again, the word project. This project is called Liaisons, original songs by Stephen Sondheim, reimagined from the piano. Let's hear music by Paul Moravec, based on Stephen Sondheim, pianist Anthony DeMar. Thank you. Music by Paul Moravec. The title of this piece is I Think About You, and it's based on Stephen Sondheim's song Losing My Mind from his musical Follies. Anthony DeMar was the pianist, and this is part of a collection of new piano works inspired by Stephen Sondheim's songs. The project is called Liaisons, Reimagining Sondheim from the Piano. It's a 3-disc set on the ECM label, and I think you should check it out. Let me remind you that you are listening to Between the Keys. My name is Jed Disler, and I'm artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I'm here with you just about each week at this time. Getting back to songs without words, George Gershwin loved to play the piano at parties, and when he was in the room, it would just be a matter of time before he'd go and monopolize the instrument, playing hours on end. And he liked to improvise variations on his own songs. But to his credit, he also made his own notated arrangements for a group of songs published as the Gershwin Songbook. And he made this cute little arrangement of the song Swanee that happened to be his first big hit. I want to compare 3 different recordings of Gershwin's arrangement of Swanee for solo piano. It's very short, it's just 1 chorus. First, let's hear Peter Donohoe. Peter Donohoe playing Gershwin's Swanee. I think maybe he plays it a little too fast. And, you know, when the quote at the end from Swanee River, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, when it comes in at the very end, you almost miss it. I mean, Peter Donohoe's fingers are great, don't get me wrong. He's a wonderful pianist. But what about this other pianist we have in Swanee here? Michael Endres. He's made many fantastic recordings of Schubert and Ravel and Schumann and Mozart and Weber, a lot of other things. Let's hear what he does with Swanee. pianist Michael Endres is a little slower than Peter Donohoe, but he does all those little expressive bits of business that it almost sounds like he's playing Gershwin as if it was Schumann. Michael Endres playing Gershwin's Swanee. Now here's the last example I've got for you. Gershwin's Swanee, and this time it's with the composer and pianist William Bolcom. That's more like it. William Bolcom, who plays Swanee very straight, and when that little quote from Swanee River pops up at the end, it's totally deadpan. So I think that's my favorite of the three, William Bolcom playing Gershwin's Swanee. That said, the British composer and pianist, Michael Finnessy, made his own arrangement of Swanee that conveys a completely different kind of somber, melancholy mood. And he also incorporates the song's verse. We are going to hear Michael Finnessy's take on George Gershwin's Swanee, performed by pianist Ian Pace. Thank you. pianist Ian Paice performing Michael Finnissy's solo piano arrangement of George Gershwin's song Swanee. I'm sure that you know my friend and colleague pianist Christopher O'Reilly as the host of the radio program From the Top. For quite some time now, though, Chris has been writing fascinating solo piano arrangements of songs by many contemporary pop music composers. We're going to hear what I think is a pretty serious and monumental and virtuosic treatment of Roger Waters' song Us and Them, which comes from Pink Floyd's 1973 album Dark Side of the Moon. Pianist Christopher O'Reilly.
Thank you.
from Pink Floyd's iconic 1973 best-selling album, Dark Side of the Moon, we heard the song Us and Them, written by Roger Waters. We heard it arranged for solo piano and performed by Christopher O'Reilly. I think that before we sign off, we really should decompress a little bit. And let's do that with a beautiful song by John Ireland called Love is a Sickness Full of Woes. It was transcribed by and performed here by Robert Helps. Pianist Robert Helps playing his own transcription of a John Ireland song entitled Love is a Sickness Full of Woes. And on that beautiful note, actually many beautiful notes in that arrangement, we bring this episode, all about songs without words, to a close. We certainly had a lot of musical variety this hour, don't you think? And I think it's amazing how such a diverse group of composers are able to build bridges between the song world and the piano world, and just bringing them both together. I always try to build musical bridges on this program because when it comes to music, I don't build walls. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and until next time, be well, be helpful, and please be kind. We need that more than ever.